Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. This is an opportunity for you to be able to be guided through a short time of scripture prayer and the beautiful lesson of learning and teaching and training our soul to hear the voice of God. I believe with all my heart that when we train our soul to listen to the voice of God, we will find it so much easier to be able to know that that is His voice that speaks to us. Today, I want to take you to Psalm chapter 51, where in Eugene Peterson's The Message, he says this: "Generous in love, God, give grace. Huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt. Soak out my sins in your laundry. I know how bad I've been. My sins are staring me down." Oh, my stars. David writes this psalm after being confronted by Nathan about his infidelity with Bathsheba. And David, you can hear his longing. God, would you come and just clean me up? It is like David is saying, would you step into my soul, God, and power wash me? Maybe today we need to ask, as David did, God, would you give great grace? Would you continue to remain huge in mercy and wipe out my bad record? Would you soak my sins in laundry with bleach and cause them to be white as snow? Friend, today, before we meditate, I want to give you an opportunity to say to the Lord and follow me in this prayer, God, would you search my heart and find every wicked way? Bring it to the tip of my tongue and the top of my mind that I might leave it with you, that I might receive your grace and your mercy, and that you would scrub away my guilt, my sin. Give me a fresh coat of paint inside my soul. Power wash it. Cause me to be a man or woman that is longing and walking with you, because I know how bad I've been and I know my sins are staring me down. I wish to be clean today. And now, my friend, let's step into a time of quietude and into a time of solitude. And let's ask the Lord to step into our life and speak to us, whether it's nudgings or proddings or His voice that is literal. And you just train your soul. You cannot train your soul to listen to the voice of God without quietude. You cannot physically prepare yourself to understand His promptings without solitude. And I invite you, just start training your soul to hear the voice of God. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back to close our time of meditation in just a few moments. Well, my friend, the scriptures are clear. Generous in love, God give grace. Huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt, soak out my sins in your laundry. I know how bad I've been. My sins are staring me down. My friend, walk away having been power washed through the presence and the power of Christ himself. And then today, walk in that power, walk in that grace, walk in that mercy. And not only that, but receive his direction that you might walk in his path, modeling more and more the Christ who gave his life that you might have life. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.